Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. As we know, Pope Francis took possession of his cathedral on Sunday 7th of April, a cathedral often referred to as the mother of all churches. The Minister General of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement, Father Jim Puglisi, explains why. St. John Lateran is considered
the mother and head of all churches of the city and of the world, as is written, as is inscribed over its entrance, Omnium Orbis et Orbis Ecclesiarum Mater et Capo. Can you explain?
It's the mother church because from its baptistry, which was the building which is separate from the church, but where all the Christians of this local church were born eventually, is born all churches. Now, this is a little bit tricky interpretation. And the reason I say this is because the mother church is always referred to as Jerusalem, right? We have this tradition which is very, very strong among the Orientals and among the Westerners that the first church, the primary church, was the Church of Jerusalem presided over by James and not by Peter. And in fact, this is one of the ecclesial traditions that we have, that all communities descend originally from the church in Jerusalem, which has a symbolic sense because it represents the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that will become the seat of the glory of God. But Rome, because of the fact that it took on importance not only from the religious point of view, where there are many people who accepted the faith, especially first, as I said before, among the Jews that were here, but also among all the other people that were living here, but also because of the fact that Rome acquires a political force. It became the center of the empire. It was the center of the empire at the time of Jesus' death. And so it was a force to be reckoned with. And we know that the role of religion in politics was always very, very important throughout the course of all of history, that emperors wanted to have a unified political base, but also because of the fact that religion many times served as the glue of that political base. And so when eventually the Roman Empire, the political aspect of it, falls into disuse, it is the Bishop of Rome who acquires the power, steps into the vacuum that is created to protect the people, to provide services, to provide judgment, etc. So the Pope then, the Bishop of Rome, begins to acquire a more of a political sense as well as a religious and spiritual sense. And so from this point of view, St. John Lateran is considered then to be the mother of all churches from which all churches are born because of the fact of his communion with its bishop.
And you were listening there to the Minister General of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement, Father Jim Puglisi. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.